Welcome to this podcast about Cape Suckling in the Suckling Hills in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Cape Suckling is an area of wave-eroded rocky reefs backed by dunes, and farther inland lie the Suckling Hills and the terminus of the Bering Glacier, about 150 miles west-northwest of Yakutat and 73 miles southeast of Cordova, Alaska. The Cape and Hills were named in 1778 by Captain James Cook for Maurice Suckling, Horatio Nelson's uncle and comptroller of the Royal Navy, until his death that year. The Cape and surrounding area have a complex geology linked to the Kayak Island transition zone, an area of poorly understood faulting. Large parts of Western North America comprise terranes thought to have traveled hundreds or thousands of miles. Southern Alaska consists of a series of accreted terranes, including the Chugach, Prince William, and Yakutat. The Chugach terrain forms much of the Kenai and Chugach Mountains, made up of Mesozoic turbidite deposits plus conglomerate shale and volcanic rocks. The Prince William terrain is a belt of Paleogene rocks accreted onto the seaward margin of the Chugach terrain. The Aleutian Trench forms the approximate southeastern boundary of the Prince William terrain, as far east as the Kayak Island transition zone. Meanwhile, the Yakutat terrain is in the process of accreting to the North American continent. Its collision with North America has helped form the Fairweather, Chugach, and St. Elias ranges. The terrain is bounded to the west by the Kayak Island transition zone, to the north by the Chugach-St. Elias Fault, and to the east by the Fairweather Fault System. The Suckling Hills, part of the Yakutat terrain, survived inundation by the Bering Glacier during the last glacial period. They rise to about 1,500 feet and are bounded by the Okalay River to the west and the Kikluk River to the east. Both rivers drain the Bering Glacier outwash plain. The hills are formed by rocks of the Yakutaga Formation and Pool Creek Formation. The Yakutaga Formation consists of sandstone, shale, and conglomerate. Their age, early Miocene to early Pleistocene, or 23 to 3 million years ago, was determined by abundant fossilized marine invertebrates. The Pool Creek Formation comprises sedimentary rocks such as siltstone, sandstone, and shale dated to the Eocene and Oligocene, 56 to 23 million years ago. These rocks are exposed along the coast, forming wave-eroded platforms that provide crucial habitat for kelp, other marine algae and invertebrates, which in turn feed fish and marine mammals such as sea otters. The shoreline features a broad sand beach backed by rolling dunes, with trees or shrubs beginning 0.5 to 1 mile inland. The shore and near shore at Cape Suckling attract large concentrations of waterfowl, especially during spring and autumn migration. Coastal meadows and dunes draw brown and black bears in summer. The Suckling Hills also support a population of mountain goats that has declined through heavy hunting. Recovery has been slow because of the hill's isolation from other mountainous areas, limiting the chance of goats from elsewhere recolonizing them. In 1990, the Alaska State Legislature passed an act establishing the Yakutaga State Game Refuge and directed the Department of Natural Resources to prepare a management plan for the state-owned lands bordering the Bering Glacier on the Gulf of Alaska, between and including Cape Yakutaga to the east and Cape Suckling to the west. At that time, the University of Alaska owned the timber cutting rights on those lands. In 1991, the Department of Natural Resources and the University of Alaska agreed on the fair market value of the timber cutting rights, resulting in the creation of the Yakutaga State Game Refuge, but not including Cape Suckling. During the 1992 legislative session, the legislature appropriated $6 million from the Exxon Valdez criminal funds to purchase timber cutting rights at Cape Suckling, but Governor Walter Hickel vetoed the appropriation. Cape Suckling is currently managed by the Department of Natural Resources, while birds, fish, and mammals are managed by the Department of Fish and Game. The area remains available for addition to the Yakutaga State Game Refuge, pending future legislative action. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.